This oral history compilation was recorded and edited by Graham Shirley and Frank Hymans, and is based on original interviews with 19 people. The project was commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority and was completed in 2006. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority. Nearly all cultures have found ways of remembering wars and honouring war heroes. Some preserved their memory through myths and legends, and others built monuments. The Great War of 1914 to 1918 fostered a great community desire to establish many lasting memorials to all those who served their country, and many such memorials were constructed throughout Australia. However, after World War II, the Garden Club of Australia suggested an alternative to built memorials: the planting of a living memorial of trees between Sydney and Canberra to those Australians who had served in World War II. A preliminary committee, out of which the Remembrance Driveway Committee grew, was formed in 1952 to investigate this proposal. The work of this committee led to the development of avenues of trees, memorial parks, groves, and rest areas along the Hume and Federal highways.
What's better than looking at a tree? Much better than looking at a piece of concrete. A tree's got character, it's got beauty, it's got everything.
Instead of having stone monuments in every country town, we've got these living trees all the way between Sydney and Canberra, which can be renewed and which do renew themselves and which I suppose demonstrate the ongoing development of the nation.
Starting from those early beginnings, it was a very big idea, which may not have even worked. But when I think about it, from 1952 up till now, we've progressed a long, long way, more than you could imagine.
It brings the past into the present. It provides this linkage between the actions of terrific Australians and brings them into the here and now. The second thing I think it does is raises awareness. We need to be mindful of what people did so we could have this great country of ours. And the third thing, and it's by no means the last, of course, is that it serves the purpose of a safety program. Simply by people choosing to stop and look and read and listen and take in the surroundings and perhaps reflect, they are achieving that very important purpose of having a rest during their journey.
Remembrance Driveway, the route from Sydney to Canberra, is a 300-kilometre living memorial dedicated to those Australians who served in World War II, Korea, Malaya, Borneo, South Vietnam, East Timor, and other theatres around the world. It's a very special road, and there is nothing else quite like it in Australia. This oral history tells the story of Remembrance Driveway and the background of some of the people who have contributed to it. Charlotte Webb studied horticulture, and while working on a Master of Heritage Conservation, she developed an interest in Remembrance Driveway.
I'm a landscape designer based in Barrow. As far as business is concerned, for many years I ran a nursery. I ran a wholesale and then set up as a retail nursery. And after a tractor accident, discovered I couldn't do physical things anymore. That's why I then went into design. In carrying out my research, there was a move at the end of the First World War to create what they called Australia Avenue, and that was to run from Sydney to Melbourne. And all the councils along the route that that road ran through were approached about participating in it. The idea was to plant sections of the same species with a sign at either end saying what the species was. And it was a scheme to show off the Australian natives.
The Australia Avenue proposal never eventuated, but the idea of having a remembrance driveway originated in the early 1950s with Margaret Davis, the first president of the Garden Club of Australia. She'd been inspired by the Blue Star Highways concept in the United States.
The Blue Star Highways were started by Garden Clubs of America. The name was chosen from the original Blue Star that was hung out in the front windows of families who had somebody in the household who was serving in World War I. And there may actually be multiple Blue Star flags hung out. And they were a very small flag with a blue star with a white and red background. And if someone in the household was actually killed in conflict, the blue star was changed for a gold star. Now, those blue star highways cross America north to south, east to west, but they're not in whole lengths. As we have the remembered driveway from one capital city to another, the blue star highways were sections of highways. So it's not just one road, whereas ours is on one road. Margaret was trying to find some type of project for the Garden Clubs of Australia to get them onto the map, as anybody would. Her original concept was actually to have it cover right across Australia, and then that was just not achievable. When Margaret Davis had this idea, this was very much after the C.W. Bean Parks and Playground movement, after the First World War, to actually bring in functional memorials, so it's no longer just a statue or a monument, and the Remembrance Driveway came in at the same time as a functional type of monument, a functional area for people to go to seek as a destination, to actually go and enjoy and experience